I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Vaughn. And this morning, as usual, we're going to talk about ways of making you healthier. Good morning, Vaughn.
Good morning, David. It's nice to be here live. Last week was kind of a week off for us because we both had to be other places, and now we're back at the table together and ready to take phone calls and do all kinds of fun things.
This is a live show, and we will take phone calls in about 15 minutes after the first break.
That's right.
Why don't you give the numbers for that so they can write them down?
Okay. The numbers in Utah County are 224-1400. The number in Salt Lake City, if you can hear us up there this morning, if you're waking up, it's 570-1400. And for those listeners on the East Coast, we want to give your number as 621-9253. And so in about 15 minutes, like David said, after the first break, we'll start opening up the phone lines and take and entertain your questions.
This morning we want to talk about a really strange condition, something that's just really oddball. Your body destroying your body.
Scary.
This is autoimmune disease. What, you know, our medical profession knows a lot about what autoimmune disease is, but not why. I think that's the question. Why?
Well, what are some of the autoimmune diseases, though? Maybe we ought to clarify which diseases we're talking about.
Well, first, one of them is lupus.
Okay.
It's a connective tissue disease. The collagen is actually destroyed by the immune system, and then we get this thickening in the connective tissues. Then we have sclerosis, which is a loss of the myelin sheath and destruction of nerves by our own immune system. So our body's actually tearing down this myelin sheath.
Is that like MS?
Yeah, any of the sclerosis. Mm-hmm. Multiple sclerosis, sure. We have a condition called scleroderma, which is a destruction of and consequently thickening of the skin. So, see, each of these things is almost the same thing, but it's in a different area of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Other one would be a rheumatoid arthritis. In rheumatoid arthritis, the cartilage is destroyed by our own immune system. Other autoimmune diseases would be Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
What is that?
Well, it would be the destruction of the thyroid by the immune system.
It sounded like it was Japanese.
Well, it's probably a Japanese person that discovered it.
Hmm.
Addison's disease, where the adrenal glands are destroyed by the immune system. Then we have insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, you know, juvenile-onset diabetes. That's an autoimmune disease. That's different than adult-onset diabetes. They're entirely two different diseases caused by two different things. But the juvenile-onset diabetes is autoimmune. We have pernicious anemia, whereas your immune system, antibodies are actually created blocking the production of intrinsic factor, which doesn't allow for the uptake of vitamin B12 and folic acid. So you can take all the B12, all the folic acid you want. Without that intrinsic factor produced, you can't get it up. That's why I guess they have to do the injections.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Crohn's disease, where the immune system is destroying your GI tract. And the rise in autoimmune disease is absolutely phenomenal in this latter part of this century. And so maybe talking about it today, we can understand maybe some of the whys and not just the whats of autoimmune disease. You know, you look at each one of these individually, and the amounts don't equal those of cancer and cardiovascular disease and some of these real big ones. But you start adding them all up together, and it's a pretty sizable amount of people that are getting autoimmune disease.
Well, couldn't you also lump in there things like asthma?
Oh, definitely. Asthma is definitely
fever.
An autoimmune disease. And hay fever is a start. Yeah, it's related. Exactly.
So that makes the numbers even greater.
Oh, yeah. When you add those, definitely autoimmune disease is a major problem today. Now, I think one of the best ways of understanding autoimmune disease is by maybe talking about one of them. How about juvenile onset diabetes?
Sure.
Now, it's different than adult-onset diabetes in that what's happening is that every aspect of your immune system goes into your pancreas and starts to destroy, very selectively, the beta cells in the islet of Langerhans, in a section of the pancreas. It doesn't touch anything else. It doesn't get any of the other cells that produce enzymes or anything else. It only goes right after that one specific beta cell that makes insulin. And then once those beta cells are destroyed, then the body can't produce insulin, and then that's what we have, juvenile onset diabetes, where we can't make insulin. It's interesting, though, with juvenile onset diabetes, they used to think, you know, that it was something that just happened all of a sudden, and maybe it was triggered by a virus or, you know, rheumatic heart or something, you know. They're not sure what it was. But now we know that it takes quite a long time to achieve this destruction. We're talking years of the immune system attacking these beta cells. And in fact, they don't even know you have diabetes until 80% of your insulin-producing beta cells are totally destroyed.
Hmm.
And generally with a condition, you know, like an invader in the body or something, you know, it's just one aspect of the immune system that goes in after it. But the macrophage cells, the phagocyte cells that gobble up impurities, they're involved in the destruction of these cells. The T cells are involved, you know, where we're looking at an invader that, where the, like a virus, where a T cell has to come and destroy that cell in order to clear up the situation. So these killer T cells are involved in this particular condition. And also the B cells, you know, the antibodies that are created against these beta cells attaching to these cells and causing their destruction. So every aspect of the immune system just converges on the pancreas to destroy it.
It all comes into play, doesn't it, all at the same time?
Yeah, and now the question is why? Why does your own body destroy you? See, your immune system was designed to recognize self and non-self, protect self and destroy non-self. So it seems to me, you know, just silly old common sense, that maybe, just maybe, your immune system doesn't think it's you anymore. Doesn't that make a little bit of sense?
It makes a little bit of sense.
Right. Well,
so what did we do to make it think it's not us?
Yeah, and the newest scientific information out shows that what happens is that these beta cells attract foreign proteins and combine with them and then grow mutantly with these foreign proteins. And so these foreign proteins have to have the right connections and everything. And so, in other words, what we're talking about, mimicry. There is something the body produces naturally that combines with these beta cells that is in the body unnaturally that's exactly like, of the same weight, 64 kilodalton, I think it is. It's the same molecular weight, the same configuration. And so it mimics whatever it is that the beta cells need to grow. It mimics it, combines with it, grows mutantly, and then your immune system recognizes it as being non-self.
Hmm.
You know, one of the interesting things here is that one of the protections that the body has is that it releases, these cells will release a chemical to warn the immune system that it's you. If the immune system does happen to go wrong and starts to attack a cell that's not supposed to be, the cell has a safety device where it excretes this chemical to positively show it's who it is. And it's like flashing your ID to an officer of the law, okay? But the thing is this chemical has also been tainted with this foreign protein. And so the chemical is then altered. And when your cell, to protect itself, excretes this chemical to say, hey, don't attack me, I'm self, The immune system looks at that and says, it's not self, and attacks even harder.
Wow.
So the more your pancreas does, the more it gets attacked. Isn't this amazing?
So how did we put ourselves in this position, David?
That's a good question. How would we get a foreign protein to do that, or even to get into our system? You have to understand that we're a hermetical seal. We're hermetically sealed from our environment.
Through our skin.
Through our skin, uh-huh, both on the outside and the inside with our GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
And not just our skin, but the friendly flora that is all over our skin, both inside and out, that keeps foreign matter from entering. So everything we have, our sinuses, everything, is designed to keep foreign proteins out. Now, the body cannot use protein. What it uses is amino acids. So when we eat protein, those proteins are broken down into amino acids. See, they're long chains of amino acids, and the stomach acid that we have, hydrochloric acid, breaks those chains apart. And then further into the digestive process, enzymes break them down even further to single amino acids. And then our skin and friendly flora on our GI tract then is designed to allow these amino acids in. But not protein. So everything that we are, our whole design, keeps foreign proteins out.
Exactly.
So now we have to say, look at, well, then how does it happen? Well, one of the ways it could happen is through, say, ulcers.
Oh.
So if you have a stomach ulcer, you're going to allow blood back and forth past your protective skin. And you could get foreign proteins in that way. Now, even without an ulcer, there are certain things that we maybe do to allow foreign proteins in. One of them would be, say, the homogenization of milk, making those milk particles so small that they actually trick the system and they're bypassed through. Okay, there's another thing that's a possibility.
What about continued use of antibiotics? Would that help? Because that works on the immune system, too.
In a way, what happens is that if you take an antibiotic, in order for it to get in, it has to compromise your immune system.
That's right.
And so by the destruction of your immune system, then you may allow foreign proteins into the intestinal tract because you've destroyed the safeguard.
Taking those along with drinking lots of milk and refined foods and those kind of things,
right.
Dairy products, meat products, would really set up the system for something like this to happen.
Also, when you breathe in a foreign protein, you know, the pollen in the air and all this,
right.
When you breathe it in, your natural body reaction is to create mucus and flush it out.
Mm-hmm.
So your nose will run to get it out. So what do as a society?
Oh, we take antihistamines.
Yeah, we do something to stop the flow of these foreign proteins out. So basically what we're doing is we're keeping them in, and then they work their way into the system. So it seems like everything we do medicinally is counterproductive and causes autoimmune disease.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Oh, another way of getting foreign protein in. Vaccinations.
Oh, I believe in that, totally.
Believe what?
That's a way of helping that to happen.
Oh, I thought you said you believe in vaccinations.
Well, of course not,
no.
David.
Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, vaccinations is a way of getting foreign proteins into your system. Now, look at this. Those foreign proteins can more approximate the right molecular weight of the proteins that combine in the Isle of Langerhans,
mm-hmm.
the closer we get to our species.
Oh.
So if we're injecting something from a monkey, okay, you get the foreign protein of a monkey injected into you, that might be closer to the molecular weight necessary to trigger this autoimmune disease known as juvenile onset diabetes. And especially if we get human foreign proteins injected into us, like with hepatitis vaccines. Interesting, isn't it?
And we never really know what's in those vaccines, do we?
We never really do.
And they'll never really tell us, probably.
Well, we do know that they are foreign proteins.
Right. Listen, we need to take a quick break. So when we come back, let's finish up with this subject and tell people how to overcome this. And our show is brought to you by the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And they have had a wonderful run on these Vitamix Total Nutrition Centers. Did you know that, David? They got the Total Nutrition Center in. That's the one with the two containers. And they're selling them for $50 off right now. We continue the special through March. And if you're interested or have been wanting to get a Vitamix, now's the time to go down and get it, because Jennifer says she can't keep them in stock. She keeps ordering them and ordering them. They keep coming in, and they go out as fast as they land.
If your blender isn't doing what it should be doing, then you might want to move up to a Vitamix.
Yeah, because these are real workhorses. We use ours constantly. We've never had a problem with ours. If you have a problem, the company will make good on them. Very good company to work with. So, Total Nutrition Center, $50 off for the month of March. Now, David, we've gone through all of this and talked about the condition, how the body would get into that condition, but I think we ought to quickly tell our listeners what we can do to help the body overcome this and then get to some phone calls.
Sure, that'd be a good idea. But first of all, we ought to mention that every one of these autoimmune diseases, the lupus, the multiple sclerosis, scleroderma, arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, all of them, Addison's disease, all of these, we're talking about the same thing. But it only happens in a different area. And so what happens is genetics do come into play with these diseases. You know, the medical profession says, oh, it's genetics, it's something that's going to happen to you anyway. No, not so. The weakness is there. It's passed down from generation to generation. So say somebody has weak pancreas, they're most likely going to get juvenile onset diabetes. Or say somebody has weak connective tissues, they're going to get lupus. Somebody has weak nerves, they're going to get multiple sclerosis. They have a weak thyroid, they're going to get the Hashimoto's thyroiditis. They have weak adrenals, they're going to get the Addison's disease. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It all comes into play with autoimmune disease. It depends on where your weakness is, and then you changing that environment and taking these foreign proteins into your system to combine with your own cells in those areas that's going to create these autoimmune diseases. And then your immune system's going to attack. And so when we look at autoimmune disease, we can't say, oh, there's something wrong with our immune system. There is nothing wrong with our immune system. Your immune system is doing exactly what it was designed to do. There's something wrong with those cells. And so in natural healing, we don't do things like cortisone and take drugs to shut down our immune system so that it won't destroy us. What we do is we realize that the immune system has to do what it has to do, and we allow it to do that. So we let it go ahead and destroy those cells. Now people are out there saying, oh, and then we die from the disease, right? That's what's happening in America because that's the way Americans are living. Americans are not getting what they need to replace those cells. We have trillions of cells in our body, and we break down 12 billion of them every day as just a normal functioning of the body to replace these cells. These cells all have to be replaced over and over and over and over again throughout our lives. They don't last forever. They only last sometimes a week, sometimes months, sometimes years. With all these cells, eventually have to be replaced all the time. And our body's replacing 12 billion cells a day.
So our goal should be to replace them with good, healthy, living cells rather than another degenerate cell.
That's the whole point. And the only way we can do that is by getting the proper nutrients in. And we're not getting the proper nutrients in with the foods we eat. Americans eat the wrong types of foods. On a given day, most Americans do not eat vitamin C-rich foods. On a given day, most Americans don't eat vitamin A-rich foods.
Well, I must be eating a lot of people's vitamin C-rich foods because we squeeze our oranges every morning and have our organically grown grapefruit every morning. I must be getting everybody else's because I'm enjoying it.
Right. So fresh squeezed orange juices would be one way of going, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And just eating fresh oranges. That would be one way we could start working on these conditions. Also, the way that farmers grow food today, the nutrients aren't in the food because it's not in the soil. Or if it's in the soil, it can't get out of the soil because we've thwarted Mother Nature and killed all the friendly flora in the soil. And that friendly flora has to be there for the chemical reactions to get the chemicals into the plants. If you've destroyed all the worms, all the microflora in the soil, hey, you can't get the uptake of nutrients out of the soil. And so that's why we advocate eating organically grown produce, organically grown grains, so that we're getting all the nutrients. If any of those nutrients are missing, then we can't create those cells. Those studies have already been done. As early as the 50s, all the way through the 60s, they were doing animal studies showing that if these microminerals that are in the soil are not in the plants, then they cause birth defects.
Right.
And what are birth defects? The body's inability to make cells correct because the nutrients aren't there.
Exactly. So, but we've got to be able to help our listeners know how to regain their health so that they can start creating those new healthy living cells.
Exactly. So we allow the immune system to do what it needs to do for autoimmune disease. In fact, what we do is we actually aid it. We take herbs to strengthen the immune system, but at the same time make sure that it's working efficiently, calmly. A lot of times what happens is that immune system races in neutral, tries to go 80 miles an hour in neutral, not going anywhere. So we want to make sure that we slow that down and kick it into gear so it's working efficiently, not just haphazardly, you know, destroying all the cells it can, but that it destroys the cells that needs to be destroyed. And we do that with two herbs, astragalus and marshmallow. We combine those 50-50 and take them in large amounts, like 4 or 5 capsules, 4 or 5 times a day, and you should be able to start seeing some really good results within a month. So on the immune system there. Now also, the main thing is with autoimmune disease that we just pack the body with all the nutrients necessary to create good cells. Because the body, as it breaks down the bad cells, the mutant cells, will replace it with good cells if the nutrients are there to do that. If not, it's not going to make other errant cells. No way. So the immune system can attack those too.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the main point. And one of the things that we would use is that fantastic Vital Herb formula.
You bet.
Vital Herbs is put together for exactly that reason, to get all those nutrients that have been lacking in the diet back into the diet. It's not going to be like a snap of the finger and happen right away. We're looking at months of intaking more and more nutrients than we would ever need on a daily basis because we're so deficient.
And when we say nutrients, we're not talking Twinkies. We're not talking soda pops. We're not talking pizzas that you buy at the grocery store.
We're talking organically grown foods.
Right. Fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds.
Right. And combine it with these Vital Herbs. That's what we do. Okay. We'll open up the phone lines.
Well, let me give the numbers again. The number locally is 224-1400 if you're in Salt Lake and you can hear us. It's 570-1400. And on the east, but until that time, until the engineer signals us that he's ready, then we'll continue on with our little discussion about autoimmune diseases. If you have a question about that, we'd be happy to talk about that. If you have a question about anything else, feel free to call and David will try to give you the answers that you're looking for. Another good thing for the autoimmune disease is echinacea, even though, you know, that works so well on the immune system, as well as garlic. Those of us that shy away from garlic because of the odor are doing ourselves a disservice, because garlic is one of the best foods for the immune system. And it's so cheap. I mean, you can buy garlic so easily in many different forms. Oil of garlic, garlic cloves, use it in your cooking, just eat it raw, saute it with onions and green peppers, whatever you want to do. It's a wonderful food to be able to boost your immune system.
Right. Yep, that's what we do. And we want to remember about cleansing. We need to cleanse the system out too. And talk about cleansing a little later. Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
All right. Good morning. You're on the air. Caller number one.
Hello.
Honey.
I have a teenage son who decided he's got allergies as he walked past a field this past week. His nose started to red and didn't quit for quite a few days. What do you recommend for hay fever other than the conventional doctor medicine?
You know, one of the first things we say is wonderful. Wonderful that his nose was running and his immune system was actually working. That's the first sign that something's working. And we have to applaud, you know, his ability to do that. What I would feel concerned about is if he didn't have a nose running.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and that's one of the things we would do. We'd actually go ahead and let it run. And we can speed up the process by taking a lot of antioxidants like vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A, in the foods, carrots and whole grains and citrus fruit and things like that.
Okay.
And so what else could he do for the hay fever? I mean, astragalus and marshmallow help. And
yeah, now that's another thing. Making the immune system more effective but calmer would be the astragalus and marshmallow combination.
Could you spell that first one?
Astragalus. A-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. Astragalus. Mm-hmm. And then the marshmallow. We all know how to spell marshmallow, don't we?
Yes. That one I can handle.
And we're certainly not talking about marshmallow candy.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about marshmallow root.
Yeah.
Sure. We'd want to do some cleansing of the system, and we definitely want to stop taking foods that are going to aggravate the situation. And what aggravates that situation more than anything is dairy.
Okay.
So we want to totally stay away from dairy products, all dairy products, even yogurt. We're talking no dairy.
Especially and, milk.
No sugar, no white flour, no white rice. Basically getting back to whole grains, fresh fruits and vegetables, legumes, those types of things.
Okay. We'll try and convince him to do that.
Well,
all right.
Good luck. It's hard with a teenager.
It is. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Now, the one formula of Dr. Christopher's SHA works fantastic.
Yes, it does help to give some temporary relief.
Right.
But the astragalus and marshmallow is what's going to really help work that problem through. And, you know, there's also a kitty line that has that. Kitty Mune, I think it is, isn't it? No, Kitty Soothe has the astragalus and marshmallow in it.
Kitty Soothe.
So the small children that aren't able to swallow capsules yet are able to use that combination. And it's in a liquid form, and it tastes pretty good, and they can still help and have relief as well.
Right.
So we have covered all the bases.
Well, it always helps to clear the bowels out, too.
Oh, that's a given. I mean, you know.
And, you know, and another thing that's interesting is that if they have fouled up in the past and taken things to stop runny noses and stop the body from flushing these proteins out, one of the things they can do to help the body with this sensitivity is bee pollen.
Exactly.
Small amounts to do that.
And then increase. Well, let's take a quick break and let our sponsors know that we still love them. Our sponsors for the show are the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State and Orem.